mentioned a little while ago, Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey performed at that Desert Trip Concert Festival the last couple of weekends. Here are the Doors.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
On VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Crossings and a little Chris Brown, Back to Sleep, yo. A request from Peter Desmond Tucker. That's what I was doing. I was taking a nap, and that song ended, and those short naps are great.
Ah, power nap.
That's it. Peter, by the way, is in Sierra Leone. Thanks for checking in. And Asta Awasti just checked in as well on our Facebook page. And now it is time for Ray McDonald to check in with our weekly chart chat.
Well, all right. I have a couple fast-rising songs, both from inside the top 20 this time. They've already made it into the charm circle, and they both show the creative relationship between DJ producers and young female singers. And we're going to start at number 18 with this week's Hotshot debut. Maybe the hottest act in the States right now, at least on the pop scene, the Chainsmokers, who are still number one for an eighth week with Closer. They have a song that has been described as the sequel to Closer. It's called All We Know. It features a young singer named Phoebe Ryan, and I'll talk about her after the song.
Somebody should open the door already. There's a lot of knocking at the door going on there.
The Chainsmokers and Phoebe Ryan. That's called All We Know. It's the Hotshot debut at number 18. Phoebe Ryan is a 26-year-old singer-songwriter from Texas. She's written songs for artists like Britney Spears, Melanie Martinez, and B. Miller. She released her first solo single, Mine, last year. And that same year, she signed with Columbia Records. Nylon Magazine which is one of those tastemaker periodicals. They say Phoebe is primed for stardom, and it certainly helps that she's working with the Chainsmokers. I mean, these guys, you know, they're the number one artists on the Hot 100 with Closer, and they also happen to work for Columbia, so that's a nice thing. The video has surpassed 39 million views on YouTube. And the Chainsmokers are now building a rep as a great launch pad for young female singers. You had Roses on the song Roses. You had Daya with Don't Let Me Down. Of course, you have Halsey with Closer. And now there's Phoebe Ryan. So these guys have definitely hit on a groove here.
Mm-hmm. There seems to be a long line of these young lady singers hoping to become famous. You just mentioned several of them,
mm-hmm.
and there's many, many more where that came from. What about Bebe Rexha? I mean, she's waiting for her turn. Her debut album's coming out. So
Bebe Rexha is showing up all over the place. She really, she still has the rep of being a guest artist.
Mm-hmm.
When she does drop a solo album, it'll be interesting to see how she does on her own. But yeah, she's one. Well, we've called her an up and coming artist for a few years now,
mm-hmm.
but she is building a portfolio. Another up and comer is Hailee Steinfeld. She has teamed with Gray and Zedd for a song called Starving. It moves from 24th to 20th place. You may be familiar with Hailee, you may not, but we're going to tell you about her after the song.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just walk away. But I can't move my feet. The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Oh. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me. Be faster, emotional earthquake. Bring on disaster. You hit me head on, got me weak in my knees. Yeah, something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Yeah, yeah. So much younger yesterday. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. When you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you.
Hailee Steinfeld and Gray featuring Zedd, Starving. It moves from 24th to 20th place. This is Haley's first top 20 single in the U.S. You may remember a song called Love Myself last year. We play it on VOA1. That song went gold and platinum in a lot of countries, including the U.S., but it only peaked in 30th place on the Hot 100. Hailee Steinfeld. She's 19 years old. She's the niece of Jake Steinfeld. And if If you're familiar with U.S. popular culture from the 80s and 90s, you may remember this celebrity fitness trainer, Jake Steinfeld, who had this business called Body by Jake. Mm-hmm. Right? He was a big buff guy. He was personal trainer to all the stars. That's Jake Steinfeld. So he's Uncle Jake. Haley's also an actress in several TV and movie roles. Last year, she was in a big hit movie, Pitch Perfect 2. Gray, well, they are a U.S. electronic music duo. Zedd is someone who shows up with some regularity here on the top 20. He's a German DJ. He's building a pretty good portfolio of countdown hits. This is Zedd's fifth top 20 single in 4 years. So that's what I got for you today.
Now, Haley Steinfeld's EP, Haze, came out last year, did very well for her, and she's working on the album, the debut album, and she says music's really something she loves. It's not kind of just a, you know, passing thing. It's really something she loves to do, even though she was nominated for an Oscar, True Grit, and she's got a movie that's out now where she plays a 17-year-old or something going on, difficulty in the life of a young 17-year-old girl, but she's on tour with Meghan Trainor.
Right, who's another promising singer-songwriter. Meghan has a songwriting base. I mean, she was a successful country songwriter before she turned to pop. So both of these young women are off to a pretty good start, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you say it, I believe it.
There you go.
It's Ray McDonald, and Ray hosts the Billboard Top 20 Countdown each and every week on the VOA 1 Network. And you can check him out Thursdays. You can find him online. Go to voanews.com.
And you can find me on Twitter at Ray on the Hits.
And you can tweet him.
Tweet me.
And he'll tweet you back.
That's right.
Thank you, Ray.
So long.
Great to talk to you. See you in a week. This is Border Crossings, and we got one more request to play. Sutton in Kenya wants the weekend.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry. When I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh, and I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb, and she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know. Yeah. Girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. I can feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Face when I'm with you, I can feel my face. But I love it, but I love it, but I love it.
I can feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it.
Border Crossings and The Weeknd. Can't Feel His Face. Must be those cold Canadian winters. Can't Feel His Face. And that is a request from Sutton in Kenya. And I am anxiously awaiting The Weeknd's new album. The first one did so well, Starboy. I'm sure will do just as well. And I'm absolutely sure he's going to go on tour again for the new album.
He pulled out of Rihanna's tour back in March.
Really?
To finish this album. He was going to tour Europe with her. He said, sorry, Rihanna, I got music to work on.
Yeah, very talented guy, and he is definitely on the rise. I want to say hi to Sage Kapyengi, who is in Nairobi listening to us here on the VOA1 network. So hello, Sage. I heard from A. and Donna Pever, who said, Larry, I'm hanging out with you. Solomon Abugri checked in. Rokong Job sent in a request on our Facebook page. Solomon Rush. And Kwabena Tuumasi, Augustino Jao Jose, Jeanette Dahl, Tatangan Domingo is with us, and Nathaniel Kafui Notkoff. So thank you, everybody. Vincent Maloba, too. Thank you all for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Love to meet you on the Facebook page. And we will see you again tomorrow. Thank you, Ray McDonald.
Thank you, Larry.
And Chart Chat. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our director, and Shenny, our intern producer, who's been answering calls. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. See you tomorrow on the VOA 1 Music Network.
We need
join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.